Well, our next author is Roger Higgins and his book, Billy Gogan, American, and looking forward to learning more about this great book. Roger Higgins immigrated to America from England when he was 6 years of age. After wearing his British school uniform to class on the first day, he decided it was better to try to look more like an American. Higgins grew up, joined the Navy, then retired to become a lawyer, dabbles in law while writing books to his heart's content. Next book, oh, by the way, in the Billy Gogan series is Billy Gogan Gone for Soldier. This one is Billy Gogan American. Let's head to the phone. Good morning to you, Roger.
Good morning.
So glad to have you with us. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. That story about my first day in school in America always brings a smile to my face.
And a smile to my face as well. But you chose a time period here for a certain reason with Billy Gogan, American specifically here. Why this time period this time?
Well, my ultimate goal is to write a four-book cycle about the Mexican-American War from the point of view of an enlisted man in the American Army, in the 4th Infantry, working for a general named Ulysses Grant. And that's what the second book is about. The first book is about, well, why was Billy standing guard post-duty on a top of a sand dune on an island on the Texas coast in August of 1845? And the answer turns out that he was forced to leave Ireland under rather murky circumstances, pursued by a mysterious man and who seemingly murders Billy's favorite teacher at school. Mm-hmm. And it's all about Billy's adventures coming across the Atlantic, what they called the Great Western Ocean in those days, landing in New York and making his way in the Five Points, which was really America's first great slum. A very dynamic, poverty-stricken, dangerous part of New York that has been gone for probably 130, 140 years now. It's roughly where Chinatown is in New York today. Mm-hmm. But it was a time that was very different from our own, but at the same time, it really was the dawn of the modern era as we can recognize it. So, for example, people started to write memoirs in those days. Nobody had really written a memoir before the early to mid-19th century. And you start to see them coming out in the mid-19th century. And that's part of the reason why I chose the style of the book as a memoir of an old man, you know, writing in the 19-teens, say 100 years ago, about his youth some 60 or 70 years earlier.
Mm. And so why is this relevant even more so today here in 2018 with everything going on?
Well, when you think about it, so many of the themes that are in the book, both in the first book and in the second book, are themes you find in American life today. What's the role of immigration? How do people of different cultures, Irish, Polish Jews, African Americans, many of them escaped slaves, all deal with living in this rather small and tempestuous town that grew up to become New York City? And this was the era when the Know Nothing Party was born. It's an era at the same time where Texas is about ready to join the Union and really make the United States a much larger country than it had been before. These are issues we're still dealing with the consequences today of the annexation of Texas before the Mexican War and the annexation of the American Southwest, you know, Arizona, New Mexico, California, as a result of the war. I mean, you know, we have headlines today talking about a border wall. And where is that border? That's the border that was that came into being as a result of the Mexican-American War. So these are all issues that we're dealing with today. And I thought that writing a good, solid adventure story set during that time might entertain people, and perhaps they might learn a little bit about why our country looks the way it does today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sparks more interest in that era. Is the book interwoven with a little bit of Irish brogue?
Oh, yes, it is. Billy is, he's been raised quite well in his early years, mm-hmm. but he finds himself in the company because he's, you know, forced to leave school. He's an orphan. He finds himself on this ship, the Mary Ann, coming across the ocean with a young lady named Mary Skitty and her daughter Fiona, and you know, he suddenly realizes he doesn't know how to speak Irish, which is the native tongue of his homeland, and he comes to learn that tongue in part because of his close friendship with Mary.
Mm, wow, so interesting stuff. You're just scratching the surface, as always, this time with Billy Gogan, American novel by Roger Higgins. And we kind of touched on it earlier. What's next?
So next is a book that's coming out in November of this year called Billy Gogan, Gone for Soldier, which is the second book. Now, Billy is forced to flee New York. You'll have to read the first book to find out why.
Absolutely.
but the second book is about Billy in the Army in 1845 and early 1846. The Army wintered in Corpus Christi, Texas. And in March of 1846, marched south to the what we Americans call the Rio Grande, what the Mexican calls either the Rio del Norte or the Rio Bravo, and that sparked the beginning of the war. And it's a remarkable time because the army that was there was almost all the regular army. There were no militia, no volunteers at that point. Mm-hmm. And it comprised about 75% of all the soldiers on active duty in the American Army at the time. And it was the first time in perhaps 35 years that the U.S. Army had gathered in such a strength since really the War of 1812. And there were a lot of doubts about how well the Americans were performing in combat. And in fact, the early days weren't very propitious, because when the Army got to the Rio Grande, quite a number of soldiers, well over 100 of them, deserted and swam across the Rio Grande, and many of them joined the Mexican Army in a unit called the St. Patrick's Battalion. And the San Patricios, as they're known in Mexico, are to this day regarded as heroes in Mexican history. And so you'll start to hear a little bit about the San Patricios. The book takes a look at the some very crazy days as the war began, and also it ends in at the Battle of Monterrey, and Monterrey was Monterrey, Mexico, in Nuevo León, and Monterrey was a walled city, and it was known as the Gibraltar of North America, really an amazing story about how an outnumbered American army. This time, at this point, accompanied by a couple of regiments of Texas Rangers who proved to be instrumental. Mm-hmm. Texas Rangers play a major role in the second book.
Wow. So we can't wait to get that one, too. Roger, thank you so much for spending some time with us. Billy Gogan, America, looks like a fantastic read. We're going to go ahead and give a copy of the book away. Thank you so much, and we wish you much success.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Roger Higgins with us. Let's go with caller 4. Caller 4, 800-234-5622. 800-234-5622. Our local friends, 246-5270. Caller number 4.